Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
My beer matches your couch.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Kind of.
It does. It's very desert Saharan. It's not. Y'all, welcome to Reality Gay. Sorry.
No.
I don't know what Christina's going to put in the show.
I hope not.
But if you're watching Intimate Portrait on our $15 tier, then you just saw some shit.
That shouldn't be in there.
I don't know what.
Now people are going to ask what's in there.
I don't know what Christina does. What Christina does is what she does. She edits.
I promise I was not complicit to murder Castro. I was not involved.
I was not involved.
At all. Am I on camera?
Poodle, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm better actually here.
You were a mess when you first got here.
No, it's just been a long 2 days. I broke a little. And you were in a mess another way. Where I was kind of beat down, you were fucking ping pong crazy.
I was ping pong crazy.
That
I
is a
it.
Good term
it's
for
good
it.
Term.
Ping pong.
Bing, 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 I had bing, just, bing. I had just.
It's like when you're at the end of a bukkake and everybody's about to come and you're like,
or you
wait,
said,
I'm over here. I'm over here. Give it to me here.
On my face.
Right here.
Ding,
left
ding,
here.
Ding. For those who were an Intimate Portrait, that was graphic.
This is exactly why I'm having.
This is a messy show.
Yeah, it's going to be messy. I'm going to have to go back to.
I can't get settled.
Poodle and I are both broken. I'm broken from my dad's bullshit, and Poodle's broken because some top literally broke him last night. So that's where we are. But I have to tell you.
Should be in a wheelchair right now.
People at the hospital wanted to see if I could stay with my dad like 24/7. And I said, in the room? I said, I can do that. But I do a podcast. Can I get like a conference room or somewhere private to do my show? I
What'd have they to say?
Do that. And they said, yeah, you know, we have a little. They said, Indy Anderson has a quiet room for our guests. And I wanted to say, I can't sing the Ride That Russian Dick song in the quiet room. And what we just said
you
about...
You should never be put in a quiet room.
Can you imagine me in a quiet room and someone hears a quiet room and they hear you going... out of my headphones? So I said, that's not going to work. So I'm not going to do
gonna
that.
It's not going to work for me.
Not going to do that.
Just
going to go home at night.
This is Reality Gays.
It is. What are our announcements? Do we have any? It's happily ever after.
It's happily ever. This is a high.
Hey, season six, episode four. Damage control seems appropriate today.
That's what they called me in college.
There goes damage control.
Hey, boys, I'm damaged.
I said that kind of like porn grin.
You did. I didn't like it. Oh, no, not the lips. That's the worst part of porn grin.
Dover.
Do we have any announcements? I don't think we do. Do we?
No.
Okay.
I just feel like Danielle. No.
No. Oh, but single life, y'all.
Single life. Tell all.
I can't. We're recording this. We watched. This is on Friday. We watched the Discovery Plus
preview version.
13 million people download are on Discovery Plus.
Really?
Yes.
I hate those fuckers.
Just taking that money.
I fucking hate them.
And they know we're going to watch 90 Day Fiancé early. So we're recording on Friday, but the tell all is coming out
on Sunday.
I guess when people listen to this show, Single Life would have came out on Sunday.
I'm not
night.
Familiar. This is already. I'm done. I'm confused. I don't understand normals. When manipulation of space and time. I don't know. I know we're recording this on Friday. I have no idea when it's going to come out and how that responds to anything else.
That's fair.
I want to talk about some of the one announcement is the response we're getting about Extreme Sisters,
my new favorite show.
You're disturbed. No, seriously, there's something wrong with you.
The brother sister twins freak me out.
I'm thankful that enough people have said to me, "Yeah, I'm with you. This is revolting,
and
this is abject." And okay. I can't watch, so I will listen to you guys talk about it. And it makes me feel better to know that someone else is as disgusted as I am.
I would say the majority of people don't feel that way.
I think it's like 60-40.
70-30 for sure.
Maybe.
We've had a lot of people that say that
I'm revolted.
They love watching it, and they love that you put yourself through it.
I can handle...
It's your community
I
service,
I can handle
Poodle.
Christina and Jessica, because they kind of hate each other.
I kind of want to hang out with them.
The twins, the foursome of identical twins...
That's creepy as fuck.
No. And the Australian twins, we haven't seen in a while, but... They have major mental issues. I'm kind of okay with Patrix and Patrika.
I like them. Bailey and Fraley, or whatever her name is.
What is her
Brooke.
Name? Brooke.
Bailey and Brooke.
They're just...
Denver's hot. It's worth
they're
it.
They're just kind of basic twin. Basic
no, and
sisters.
Denver's hot. And so what's his name?
Briar. That is not a name.
Briar?
That is a common outdoor thorn.
Briar is not a name. You know what it is? I mean, if somebody, you know, somebody's a Disney fan and named their daughter Briar Rose, because that's what was her name in Sleeping Beauty. Because, you know, I'm a homosexual. In case anybody knew.
I remember that, but didn't need to be pointed out.
Briar also, Rose, but in the movie they changed it to Aurora.
I'm certain that she did not get that his mother or father did not get that from there.
Well, Princess Aurora, but Briar Rose, I think.
We need to move on. I'm uncomfortable. Sorry, neighbors. I think that's all the announcements. Was
I'm singing
else?
My falsetto. I'm ready.
Do we need to just talk about the Reins GoFundMe?
Oh, thank you. We talked about this on the
Patreon. This is, but we've done the Reins, the family, besides the Boleros on our show Pig Royalty that we did on Patreon. They have had a tornado hit their house, had really bad damage due to cantaloupe size hail.
Yes.
And so we'll put the GoFundMe in the show notes.
She said NASA came to their house.
Wow.
To collect.
Y'all, the Reins, Jody, Cammy, Julie, and Josh.
You were there. She said
Josh,
that to you.
Not familiar. Don't remember. I don't know where I was.
Yeah, but it was like 70 miles an hour wind.
Yeah.
Like literally the golf ball I read in their talking interview, the golf ball, they were so heavy, came through their roof.
Oh, wow.
So it was some...
So, yeah, and y'all, we were talking about this before. Don't think that they're rich, because reality shows, especially on the first season, do not pay.
They might be rich from other things, but not from the reality.
And they were... They,
we don't think so, but, you
they, know. The Boleros were the ones who were approached with the show, and none of them are producers. So it's not like I have tons of money.
They could use the help.
So we'll put that in the show notes. So if you love Pig Royalty and you love Jody and the rest of the Ring clans.
We donated. Y'all, if we had just every single one of our listeners who listen to Pig Roy donated a dollar, we could raise $117. Just think about it.
We have more than that.
$152.
Double it.
Okay.
Double it.
Shall we talk about the show?
By the way, yes, I just want to say Aunt Peggy wanted to know
her
voice made it into the show because we called her during a Patreon episode. I called her accidentally.
I don't think her voice made it in.
She went to tell me the Uncle Jerry's knee surgery. But y'all, prayers and thoughts for Aunt Darla. She fell and broke her shoulder.
Oh, no.
I know. She said, she's like, I had one of them shitty flip-flops I bought from Sears years ago. And I went, Sears closed 10 years ago. You need to buy some new flip-flops.
Your family probably needs to stay indoors for a while.
Anyway, she's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. She's like, well, I guess I'm just going to lay here. And I said, well, because she's been taking care of stuff for Dad. And I said, well, if you need help with anything, Aunt Peggy can do it. And she said, I'll be fine.
Wow.
That got her up.
Wow. Classless.
When is Darcy and Stacy coming back? I miss them.
Probably not until September or something.
Y'all, we did hear a new show alert. There's a new 90 Day Fiancé spinoff coming. What's it called? 90 Day Caribbean?
Caribbean Love.
Caribbean Love. It's coming
out. Caribbean Love.
Can we? Never mind. But I already have theme song ideas, and I know you probably do too. Tell me you don't.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Y'all. That's premiering like July, sometime mid late July on Discovery
Caribbean
Plus.
Love.
And our heart will beat as one.
Oh, do. No more love on the run. I harmonized.
But you were doing the melody before.
Yeah, no more love on the run. That's it.
There you go.
When I sing that, I have to do like I have imaginary shake your hair. Like a horse's mane.
I think it's more like tension. Like when you pee and you shake your dick just to get it all out.
Maybe.
We should move on.
I shake my head a lot.
You do. You do.
Y'all, Kalani and Asuelu, or is this segment, as I always call it, and now another installment of Tears of Kalani.
Tears of Kalani.
She cries. That poor bitch cries in every segment.
She's a pretty cry. She has a lot to cry about. She's got a lot to cry about.
Like my mother said, I'll give you something to cry about.
Yeah, she's got something to cry about.
Did your parents ever say that to you when you would cry? Which I think is awful, by the way. I'll give you something to cry about.
No, your mother would say that to you?
You know, when you say no, I feel like, wait, am I the only one?
No, I mean, maybe. That's a pretty shitty thing to say to your kid.
You've never heard that statement? I'll give you something to cry about.
I've heard that in movies. Like, I've heard that in movies
where people have been abusive.
Where the villain said it to like the main character who was about to kill a chipmunk.
Hold on. Let me go back into the past and maybe I'm making that up.
The past.
You know what? I don't think she ever said that to me. I think
probably said it about other people.
Yeah. I don't think my mother said, I'll give you something to cry about. I just would expect her to say it.
Maybe.
I don't know.
She would say it.
In anger.
Now, my mother, I would say, like, I'll give them something to bitch about. Talking about other people.
I'll give you something to cry about. I don't know. Maybe it did happen. Who knows? Well, anyway.
I think your brain won't fully let you remember it.
That's probably
true.
And
we should move on.
While I experience trauma.
While Poodle is going to go in the shower and cry.
While I try to recover memories that are after trauma. But y'all, Kalani's got a lot to cry about. She's married to Asuelu, living with her parents.
Yep. And trying
with two children, and her husband is not helpful.
Nope, and thinking they're going to move out of her house.
Which, y'all.
To buy another house.
If they move out of that house, I will eat that wig right there. If they move out. And the only way they're moving out of that house is if the show gave them money. They have no money.
They're not going to give them money.
They have no money.
I don't, it doesn't make sense. I feel like they're not going to move out. Maybe they needed something for, it doesn't, it just doesn't make sense.
Or the other thing is maybe her parents gave them enough money for a down payment or enough for to get the loan. Because y'all, they have like two nickels to rub together.
I mean, from what? Like what?
I know. What has he made?
Unless
she doesn't, is
Kalani is going to use money from her OnlyFans to buy their house? Because Kalani has OnlyFans too, right?
I don't think so.
I thought she did.
Maybe.
We've really been wrong on facts lately, so I don't know.
Lately? When have we been right?
Not much. Not good.
Anyway, y'all, didn't go good.
They're walking around in living spaces.
I thought it was something called, it was called like, it was called Passport Furniture. But it's very
was it
much
really?
It, very much a Living Spaces.
Oh, was it really called Passport?
Yes, it's very.
I love that name.
It's very
more.
Much a Living Spaces with generic like accent pieces everywhere.
Yes, it was
those
it was.
Enormous clocks.
My dad wants a big clock for his wall.
I hate home. Those.
He wants me to go to what's it called?
Y'all don't come at me if you get an enormous clock. I hate them. I'm fine with you having them.
I don't mind enormous clocks.
Every time I say I don't like something, people
they take
on
pictures
the show
and show you.
Take pictures and like I'm supposed to say, yeah, I hate it. But you know what? Do what you want.
I like big clocks. Love a grandfather clock. Love
no, I'm talking about the big things that are like 6 foot.
Yeah, I like
wide.
Those. Yeah, I like those.
You're wrong.
I like
You're
them.
Incorrect.
What?
Sorry.
Ollie's. That's where my dad wants me to go to buy him a clock. Ollie's. It's like shit that's cheaper than Dollar General and Big Lots.
I'd pass.
That's where my dad likes to go to shop. He gets quality things. And I was like, who the fuck talks about Ollie's? And I remember when we had a night nurse watch him when he was up at night crazy, and I said, I got to sleep. So she would follow him around the house. She was great. And I'll never forget, like, day three, I was about to go to bed, and we were chatting, and she was like, you know, they got a clock that would go great on that wall. It matches your dad's table. I said, really? She's like, yeah, got it at Ollie's.
This has been today's home care minute. For the 10 people who needed that.
For the 2 people in Ardmore who listened to this, because I don't think Ollie's is a chain.
When this is all over, I'm really hoping we don't talk. You listen back, you're like, wow, my life really was all about that. You could not get out of it.
It's all consuming.
So y'all
kind of like Kalani.
They're
can't
right?
get out of it.
They're having sister time.
Do you like fabrics on the bed?
What?
Kalani said there's a headboard. She's like, I don't want
Oh, you mean a
upholstered
headboard? I don't think so. No.
I agree with her. I just think of my sinuses.
In my standard of life, it wouldn't be prudent.
Wow.
Cause how are you gonna get jizz out of fabric?
It's gonna look like polka dots for you.
Just like really crispy.
It's like it would look like one of those dresses that the mom wears from the Berenstain Bears. I just ruined the Berenstain. Somebody's reading their child Berenstain Bears and looking at her polka dot dress and thinking of you having sex with semen on it now.
No, it's just like crispy. Like you touch it and it just falls off.
I loved them.
Yeah, I have to sometimes clean off my headboard. Like when the movers came by and I was like, oh, that's a lot of jizz on that headboard. And like when they revealed the condom trove of treasures underneath it, and I locked eyes with the mover boy, and I was like, "That's life, brother."
Wow,
I'm uncomfortable.
He's still at mass praying. So they're talking about Kalani says, so you want a small house.
Yep. She's got a belly shirt on, y'all. Her banging, her body's banging.
Her hair looks great.
Yeah.
She's hot. So, and that's where Kalani says, yeah, we want a 3-bedroom house.
Don't knock over my new lamps, please.
We want a 3-bedroom house because we need a game room / sleep
room.
Gonna
get a 3-bedroom house and some plastic surgery and wigs. That's from Bat Boy, the musical. Never mind. No one knows
that. No one knows that. Like, one person knew that. And so, the game room...
Come at me if you know Bat Boy, the musical.
The game room slash sleep room for Asuelu.
And we kind of... She kind of says that quickly.
Huh?
I kind of went, could you do a game room and sleep room?
And so, she kind of moves over. And then later, they lay on the bed and they're talking. She's like... And Sis is like, so about this game room slash sleep room.
I wanted to ask that too.
She's like, wait a minute. She's like, now that we've decided on two empty vases that we want with holes that we can fit nothing in to buy.
Yeah. And now we're just going to lay on a bed that lots of other filthy people have sat on.
Let's talk. And she says, so explain. And Kalani says, well, we let him have a home room to himself so he can keep all of his stuff there. You know what? I think a lot of wives out there are like, I get that.
And his gaming room. She's like, it's great because I don't have to clean up his mess.
It's great. But then they generally, I think I remember telling you that when we lived together about your studio. I was like, keep all of your shit here. It worked.
I don't know why this is attacking me. I need to reiterate. Now, this is not, when I say I prefer sleeping separately and we can normalize people sleeping in the other room, that was a big thing in our sissy squad.
Yeah.
And I was talking about it. That's different than this, because this is
good. This is good. I like this.
This is people not getting along.
What is just that? A plane. It's a very, it's very loud plane.
Look, boss, the plane.
And again, no one knows. I just want to say, by the
know.
Way.
People will know I about just, Fantasy Island.
Y'all came at me. I said millennials.
Herve Villachaise.
And someone said, I said, millennials aren't going to know what we're talking about. And somebody said, Maddie, you mean Gen Z.
Gen Z.
You're right. I meant Gen Z.
But you're so old, you don't understand your references.
I don't understand them. Because millennials are only like 3 years behind us.
Yeah. No, well, they're like 4 or 5.
10 years behind you.
18 months.
anyway, go ahead. I like this point you're making.
I think this is different than sleeping separately for comfort. And yes. This is because you can barely stand one another and to sleep in the same bed. And also, you've grown apart and you basically have different lives. He plays games all day when he's not driving for Uber or Lyft or whatever it is. Or
Gotcha.
Or Pingo.
Yeah,
or,
whatever.
Or
Car Caddy.
Mario Kart.
Yeah. Someone needs to have one called Mario Kart. And you're
I
like,
would love it.
If somebody dressed as Bowser came and picked me up in a Mario Kart.
Someone give us some more rideshare apps.
Exactly.
Splitsville. They're always weird. But no,
it's different.
They're having lots of problems in their marriage. She says it's like having a roommate or a brother or a friend who lives with me.
Yes, she says
who we also have sex sometimes when he crawls in asking for a conjugal visit. And she says she's not even, because there's no romance, which it seems like she just gives him a blowjob or jerks him off.
Yeah, exactly. Sis says if they're Colini says, is there any romance between you two? And she says, no, there's nothing there.
Right.
I just want to say, I think this is, no, I'm not going to say a lot, but I think this is a lot of quite a few marriages out there.
I think so. Yeah.
Just from personal friends I know and have talked to about their own marriages.
You've become two different people than you were when you got married.
And even I'm seeing this a lot in the squad. It's been a good resource for a lot of women to talk about this experience of kind of living in this house with a roommate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've really seen this talked about on 90 Day Fiancé.
I think it's great.
A lot of times it's always like the chase and like, do they love me? Do they not? And I think this is such a real life perspective that probably so many women are just like, fuck, I feel seen by this.
And what do I do?
It's true. That's a loud car.
You know, haven't had the windows open a ton, but
oh, boy.
It's been really quiet. I know my phone's like beeping.
No. It's I think so. Yes, I think it's, And it's also this, and not just women. This happens in men. This happens in same-sex relationships.
Right.
Like it, but I think that it's, and I again, I want to clarify something more. Everybody's been in a relationship where you've been together a while and you don't have sex as much. So I'm sure you've done that.
Not familiar.
Wow. Wow. But
every morning.
Every morning. But this isn't that either. It's like the no.
What are you leaving for work?
No romance at all. Y'all, if you're married to Poodle 7 years in and you're not having sex every day, guess what? He still is.
I'm cheating. I'm still having sex every day. You know what, though? I would be too upfront about that. I would be like, okay, we need to talk. We need to.
I think in gay relationships, or at least gay male relationships, the ones that I've known, this is not a fact. This is just experiential.
Yeah.
We talk about sex because men are taught that you can talk about sex a lot between men.
You mean gay men.
But even straight men talk about sex between men. And I think, so a lot of people don't talk about it, but you're right. I think it would be, she said what we've said before about her. She said, she's talking to her sister, and I think it's super rare that she's doing this and that. But then Kalani says, you can't have a, and this is important, y'all. You can't have a romantic relationship with someone you are mommying. And, you know, we've said this for like ever.
She is his
mother. She's the mother. She's the mother. I wonder if she listened to us and got that. I doubt it.
Doubt it.
I doubt it.
She's raising two tiny children.
Yeah, she's not listening to us.
And I want to say also, and this is what I wrote down, I think Kalani, either from her relationship with Asuelu or from something else, she's got some kind of PTSD. She is stuck.
I don't know. That would be interesting to hear. She was so young when they got together.
I know.
So I don't know if it's like something in her past or if it was just she didn't know any better. They got pregnant and she kind of was, you know, when you're so young, you're... Unless you're Darcy, you live in fairy tale land. Maybe she thought it would all magically happen.
Here's why I say that. Because she comes off as so, she knows what her feeling is. She knows how to talk about these things.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets to a point and she has to stop because she's afraid of moving on. And it feels like something is keeping her besides her own fear.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to rephrase what you're saying because I think, and tell me if I'm right. I think you're saying she shows so much emotional intelligence.
Exactly.
A lot of time. And then in this, it's like she has emotional intelligence, most intelligence, and then she just stops short.
Exactly.
Like cold in her feet.
Exactly.
That is true. Even a blind pig finds an acorn.
No, and it's just.
Even a blind gay finds a dick.
Because the. Oh, I can smell him. truffles.
Nutsack.
Clorox?
I smell foreskin.
But
Clorox.
No. Wow.
I just got what you said.
You know, again, the ball sack kind of smells like Clorox a little bit.
Not going to be in the quiet room.
Bring me to the quiet room. I'll shake them up. Did you ever play the quiet game as a child?
Always lost.
And my mother would say, we need to play the quiet game. I was like, I don't want to play that quiet game.
Yeah, I was always too smart for that game. No, I mean, I did what you did.
Well.
No, you were too smart for it.
No, I was.
You knew. Like, yeah, no.
Unless my mother had to bribe me and said, whoever wins the quiet game gets a Coke the next time we're going to stop at Master's Grocery.
Oh.
Because I think she was just beyond.
Beyond.
Tired. Y'all, my brother and I were 18 months apart. It was two boys jawing at one another. We weren't quiet. We were loud.
You were very loud.
I was quite loud. I asked lots of questions, and I don't remember shutting up until I was like 12. Strangely, my oldest nephew is the same way, and he was like going on and on about like dinosaurs and blah blah blah, and when I was talking to him on FaceTime, I think I mentioned this on the maybe the the Patreon. It was like blah blah blah, and I was like tuning out because I'm great when they're when you know how kids are just talking at you. They're not even trying. They're like, and there's this, and there's this, and there's like that's Triceratops, and there's blah blah blah, and then there's Megalodon, and I was like, that's a good Rodney word. And I was under my breath. I went Megalodon,
Megalodon, but
and he went. What? I went, nothing.
Isn't that great how you can shut your computer? Mother Poodle never got to turn that computer off.
And none of and no one with children can do that.
She never got to put press control, escape, delete, ever. She just had to sit there the whole time.
I think it's
you
worse.
You should get her roses every month.
I think it's worse because, y'all, I feel for you when your child, like Jackie Weissman's child, who just won't fucking shut up with her about Minecraft.
She's very distraught sometimes about it.
Because that's a thing. And, like...
And Kalani's doing that with two kids.
Kalani.
A Kalani, Jesus.
Well, her kids are younger.
But
so
still,
not
she's
that
doing
yet.
That. And then, I bet Asuelu is kind of like the same. I bet he demands a lot of her attention.
Yeah.
Probably the reason why she lets him play games is because if he's not playing games, he's bugging her.
Yeah. No. Y'all, her daily life is hell.
I think it is. I think it's really tough.
Yeah. She's got two small children. You can see it in her face.
Yeah. Even with
and
help, she's tired.
He is no help.
He's not.
In fact, he's less than help. He makes things worse.
Because she has to tell him how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But... unlike Yara, who's in that stage of wanting to control things, she Kalani doesn't. She's just like
Kalani.
God damn it, Kalani's like, please, someone just do this for me.
If I'm ever not here for some reason,
oh, I'll just
you're gonna have to get
booba.
You're gonna have to get someone to correct you.
I'm worse lately. You can definitely tell that I'm half brain. Like, I'm forgetting.
Well, great.
I searched for my wallet today for 10 minutes, and it was in my back pocket.
That's no different than how you normally are. But, sorry.
I was a read.
It's fair, because that's what you do.
Anyway.
They sit there.
Sis is like, you need to find, I think you can find someone and feel loved, and they're both crying. Right? Is that where we are?
Yes. And she basically says, I'm single married. I'm single slash married.
Yes.
And this is really interesting. She did say, too, he wasn't taught to do anything for himself, and I feel like I need to help him.
So she
it's
brings
that
up...
codependent.
But we also find... Yes, it's that codependent, but we also find out nothing, at least where he grew up in Samoa... nothing was done. Everything was done
for him.
And he didn't have to do anything.
And no one gets divorced.
So the way she says it is not like, it's not like he's a bad person.
No.
She says it like, I understand him.
And he's a victim of his own culture.
But I understand him where he's coming from. But the problem is, and this happens for Asuelu. It happens a little bit both of them, but can we see later when they have their argument. But Asuelu doesn't understand. I don't think he can actually think of her position at all. I don't think he can step outside of himself. I don't think he has that emotional
intelligence. He wasn't meant to leave Samoa.
That is a truth. He was not.
He can't put himself in another person's shoes.
He can't.
He has to be cared for.
Yeah.
Like, I assume that Samoan men have to work hard to get emotional intelligence because it's not fostered in the community.
At least from what we're seeing in the way it's presented on the show, yeah.
But they do go out and provide, and that is where things stop as far as caring for children. I think, though,
but then you see her father.
No, that's true. But I'm saying he's a provider.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I think Asuelu would say, oh, I'm such a good dad. I'm so much more of an emotional father and a loving father than my father
probably
was.
Probably, and I bet he is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's way more present, and he's like, my father never did these things
exactly
with the kids that I do. He would never change diapers.
I can kind of see it from his perspective.
I see it from both.
But it's not an American man American relationship perspective.
Well, that's a great, good segue, Poodle. Well, before, she talked about how, like, divorce is not on the table. That's
right.
Not an option that they do. It's in the Samoan culture. You don't get divorced.
Yep.
It's, so, but whereas she's feeling single married and she doesn't want to be there anymore. And this kind of goes into kind of the next day, Suelu's folding clothes and Kalani comes in there and she's saying that talking to her sister made her, she wanted to talk to him. And at first it kind of seemed like this good conversation because she's talking about romance and feeling love.
And he says, it's really interesting. He says, I can't explain. He says, we need to talk about romance. And she's like, I feel like I don't have the same feelings that you do as far as like sexuality. And he said, I don't even know how to explain that. He doesn't even have the words.
So I don't know if it's a translation or if it's just emotion.
I just don't think he's capable.
I don't think he's either. You know, she says such a good response, a good question. And y'all, this is such a great thing if you're in a couple's, if you're in a relationship, not even romantic, but I mean, for this romantic, but she asked, what is romance to you?
Yeah.
And if you're in that situation, that goes for anything. Like,
I think they have probably been to counseling.
They have to. But like, what is romance for you? Or what is, if you're parenting, what is discipline for your kid? Whatever. Ask those definitions.
Mm-hmm.
But she asked him, and he tells her his definition. But then,
which is usually acts of service, like bringing her food and doing things for her.
But if somebody asks, if you know you're talking to someone and someone says, what is your definition of this? You usually end up telling them your definition and then you ask them, what's your definition?
What is yours?
And unless it was edited out, again, that's where you were talking about. He doesn't step out of himself to think about, wait, but what's hers? She has to, again, care for him and bring it to him instead of him drawing it out of her.
I think that's just what he's been raised to believe a wife does.
I bet you if he...
A second mom.
Yeah, I bet you if he went up to Kalani and said, how are you feeling today? She probably would just break down in tears because she'd be shocked that
Kalani.
He asked. That's what I said.
But no, I really believe, I think, and a lot of, not to make a complete parallel to this, a lot of Southern men are the same the way we were raised.
That's true.
Your wife becomes your wife and your partner, but she's also a second mom. She's there to make your lunch. She's there to handle you emotionally.
She handles your household things.
Yep.
Yeah.
And also, but she's the arbiter of your emotions. You know.
That's true.
And because we've said this before, American men have one acceptable emotion, and that's anger.
Yeah, you know, we're not saying that the American male way of being is the right way to be.
No!
We didn't say that at all.
Yeah.
But I don't want people to infer that, like, we're dogging on Samoan culture. We're not. We're talking about a Suelu.
We're just saying what we're seeing.
I know. I just want to make the distinction, like, because there's, you know, we're not, we can't speak for a whole culture, but we want to say that it's not not America's better, it's just, like you said earlier, it is literally two complete different points of view.
Right. And we've had Samoan sissies when we were talking about the gifts and giving money and that.
Yeah.
They could confirm what happened on the show.
So I feel like the way they're presenting everything is pretty realistic.
Yeah. So Kalani brings up, you think it's going to be fun and lighthearted. Kalani brings up sex toys and
role
play.
You're like, this is going great.
And they're like, Superman and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, this is funny. And he's thinking Wonder Woman.
He's like, I want to put my ding dong in you, not in a fake vagina.
And he's like, but I'll do sex toys if you want.
He's going to be a hook.
And
she says, what?
And he said, but you know, romance, he's like, I bring you pizza. And she says, well, so does my brother. And he takes that as, you're talking about your family now, and we went somewhere else, and he gets really angry, and it just tells you they have very different versions of what love is, and they have very different versions. For her, love is helping with the kids, love is romance, love is being a partner, and for him, love is bringing her pizza, bringing her flowers and little things that don't really mean as much as they should to her.
But that's, and it's not her, you know, it's not her love language.
Right.
And it's, again, it goes back to his kind of his emotional intelligence, because his EQ, because someone would say normally, well, yes, you bring me pizza, but so does my brother.
Right.
So you think, oh, so you're saying you want something different than the relationship you have with other people. Like, I can give you something unique.
He hears
he
that.
He doesn't hear that way at all.
He hears that as you're a shitty husband.
He hears it. You're a shitty husband, and he's so triggered by her family. He can't even. He says, anytime we bring up big issues.
I didn't even know she had a brother.
I didn't either.
I don't think he's on the show.
I'd like to see him. They're a pretty family.
Oh, I know.
He's
if he looks like a male Collini, fuck.
Whoa.
I know. Check, please.
Do me.
Check, please.
So he says, Asueta says, anytime we bring up big issues, I'm glad your pad just dropped on the floor. Gah. Anytime we bring up big, I knew you were going to drop. Please don't crash in the middle of the show.
I'm fine.
Anytime we bring up big issues, she talks about her family. And he says, and this is so funny, or not funny, but sad. He said, I express my feelings and she starts crying. So that's him saying.
And he's like, it's so annoying that you're crying.
And he says, it doesn't make sense. I didn't say anything to hurt you. And they both get a little like.
He doesn't understand that her feelings are separate from his feelings about what he's saying to her.
Yes, and she starts off trying to really see things from his shoes, but when she gets upset and triggered, then she goes into the,
I know,
I said this, and he's saying, I said this, and then they're just, I said, at each other, and it's not hearing another at all.
I think, let me recap. I think what he's not aware of, and this is something with people who have limited emotional intelligence, basically, he thinks that her feelings, he should be able to determine how she feels about something.
Because he thinks it's a control thing,
and
I should know better.
And when she has feelings that turn out to be either an alternative that he thinks she should be having, that is offensive to him.
Yes.
And you guys, let me say this for all the people in the back. You can't control how someone feels about something.
You can't.
And if you get upset about that, if you say something and someone gets up and someone feels a certain way about it, you can only try to clarify and figure out why they are upset about it. I know if someone says something to me and I kind of have a response to it, the best way, as you know, to deal with me is try to figure out.
Lock you in a closet and just let you scream until it's out of you.
That is one way. It's effective.
But the other way.
The other way is to say for the person is, or just a conflict resolution, saying, wonder why that made you feel that way.
Yeah. But that takes
that's a lot of extra steps.
It's a different level of intelligence of saying, because really what they're talking about too, she's using the word romantic, but it's really, I think it's about it's intimacy.
Oh, and yeah. So,
but I think if she asked Asuelu, what is intimacy to you? He wouldn't know.
He'd have no idea.
Even what the word means. He wouldn't even know how to respond to that.
It's so interesting.
Because vulnerability and intimacy is not, from what we're seeing, a Samoan male value.
Because he.
About strength.
Exactly. He really is the most childlike person on the show. And like, even someone like Andre, who's has a bloated, arrogant personality, gets things like this.
Yeah.
He just doesn't get it.
Even Paul gets things like this.
Wow.
Hey, Fran, I get what you're feeling. Even
Fran, Creanie, why are you,
Creanie,
can you ride my thick dick again?
Yeah. y'all, their OnlyFans apparently is blowing up.
I've seen his dick and it is ridiculously thick, and I had no.
What?
Yes, it is thick. It's thick. Very thick.
That's disgusting.
And his balls are huge.
Well, he makes babies well. I, y'all.
Can we finish this segment? Because I'm really disgusted.
I just want to say,
never thought I would want to see Paul's dick.
I still don't. I love it that
too many people send it to me.
Everybody sends you the dicks and no one sends me anything. And I'm fine with that. I don't need them. I'm fine. But I just want to say, if you're subscribing to Paul or Karini's OnlyFans,
who hurt you?
You might want to process that.
You might want to process that. I want to say one last thing about this.
Hurt you?
That Kalani. Now I'm doing it.
I'm sorry.
I want to destroy you.
I'm sorry.
Kalani. Kalani says when Asuelu acts that. That's why I've kind of thought about PTSD. Is she says when he's acting so annoying and he's like being how he normally was. She's like, it's good to see you again. I've missed this version of you.
I think it's PTSD. Maybe not from something in her past. I think it's from. Maybe like from years ago, I think it's PTSD from him.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
when you said it, I thought like something in her childhood.
No. I was just thinking of all of aggregate of their whole relationship.
Circle gets a square.
Has given
I totally
her
agree.
PTSD.
Yeah, because I think, she went into this so kind of Disney bleary, and it just, this bubble popped. And honestly, y'all, this relationship's never going
to
work.
It's dead in the water. She needs to leave. He needs to go back to Samoa.
Kids need to go spend summers with their dad. And there you go.
We just solved
their problem. I mean, it'll be the hardest thing she does, but
she's got to leave him.
I guarantee you, if he goes back and they divorce, literally, I bet you, a month after they split up, she will feel lighter.
Oh, without question.
2 weeks, she'll feel less responsibility. Her chest will breathe
easier.
We haven't
seen Kalani's... I hate you.
I'm so sorry.
We haven't seen Kalani and Asuelu's first season yet.
We haven't. Can we go help her?
Because I feel like we might see a lighter Kalani when they first meet.
Maybe.
Because we'll see an episode where we don't have the tears of Kalani. The entire time. Y'all, she cries real pretty, but that's why I thought it was PTSD, because she's able to keep a straight face and just tears.
She is
the Deidre Hall.
She's the Deidre Hall of Beyonce.
Agreed.
Anyway,
shall we move on? We should take a commercial.
We're going to take a commercial break and we'll be right back. Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No, see... Now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, Queens!
You're alive!
Giving you a million reasons. Million reasons.
They say a million reasons in that song a lot.
They suck your big balls. And they didn't come from there.
they didn't come frothy?
Yeah. If you suck on a ball before they come, if you suck some guy's balls before he comes, it's frothy a little bit.
What?
Yeah.
No, you're making that up. That's not true.
No, it is
true. Cum is not frothy.
If you suck on their balls, it churns it up.
He was churning and yearning and yearning and yearning till he died.
All I can think of when I see her is poor, your husband passed away in a butter accident.
Y'all, welcome back. But don't think we're going to talk about Mike and Natalie yet, because we're not.
We're not. We're going to talk about Angela.
Angela, not too much. Boy, this doctor is cute. So, but she shows up for
it's surgery day.
Her pre-op. Her pre-op.
It's her pre-op.
It's her pre-op. And she smoked a cigarette.
She smoked a cigarette.
What if Rodney's not back on Mary and Marion's? It's going to be a big problem for me.
I will institute a letter writing campaign like they've never seen.
You know what?
Actual letters, not emails. I just shook my finger really. Not emails.
Not emails, Senator.
Not email.
Letters.
Actual letters with stamps on them.
I would send one.
And it
will
flood their offices.
It will.
And they're like, Raritan needs to be back on Murray and Murray's. Turt swirt.
Turt swirt. I'm not going to miss Erica.
No.
I'm not going to miss Erica with the coke nose.
Okay. So Angela shows up, and really not much happened to this, y'all.
The bariatric doctor said, remember, Angela, no smoking. You got to eat healthy. And Natasha, her health coordinator, is standing back there in a fringe coat.
Yes.
Yes. This was questionable at best.
She's very I like that when we thought she was a nurse, one of the sissies went, it's Beverly Hills. Like, actually thought that nurses in Beverly Hills, y'all, nurses in Beverly Hills,
they wear scrubs.
They wear scrubs just like a
nurse. They might be just nice scrubs. What are those nice ones called?
Ube, Ombe, Bebe.
I don't know. I wanted them to advertise on
They should.
Yeah. Because we have a lot of sissy nurses.
Yeah. But y'all, sissy nurses in Beverly Hills wear the same outfits as the ones doing Sandusky, Ohio.
No, y'all, this bitch is wearing a fringe jacket that's kind of, it's fringe in the back. It's not fringe in the front, which is interesting.
It makes no sense.
She looks Russian mob to me.
She does look like Russian mob. She does. Or like she's going to be like the villain in the next Black Widow movie.
Yes.
Yes, she does.
So they call Michael and Dr. Obing talks to him.
Oof.
And all I can think of is, if Michael knows that her doctor looks like this, he's going to lose his mind.
Do you think?
Maybe he already knew.
The doctor thinks that it'll help calm Michael.
No, I'm thinking that his doctor was an African man.
Oh. Instead, you just see two men talking about a woman's body in the room.
You just see, he's like, don't worry. We're going to have your wife's breasts wonderful for you to handle.
Her tatas are going to be all
and
yours.
And Angela's like, yeah, baby.
Yeah. If Nigeria, baby, I got boobs.
I think I'd have more of a problem if it was anyone besides Angela.
She's so gross anyway to people all the time. So it's kind of like,
I also think this is terrible. She's made the decision for how she needs to be objectified.
She has. Yeah.
That's, and that's sad that she's made that decision.
Yes.
But she even says, I always want to be big-titted Angie. That's how I've always been.
It's her brand. It's like her. Even when he's like, she's like, you're going to move my tattoo? And he was like, no, I'll keep it. She's like, oh, good. She even wants less breast tissue removed than the doctor wants.
I think she also, I wrote down that her and her husband, like some type of dowry agreement, the doctor and her husband are discussing her like she's a prize sow. Of how they need to do her boobs.
It's true.
And
it's,
I was pretty repulsed.
If it was anybody else, I would be like really just pissed and upset.
Right.
But Angela kind of it's like, this is what Angela wants.
I think it's a two-way street with them.
Because the only thing
objectifies him.
Oh, and, yeah. And y'all, if Michael had a dick surgery, oh, boy.
Yeah, we're like, it made his dick smaller.
Oh,
she would be all over that.
Oh.
And her and the doctor would be talking about the dick surgery.
Or as one of the our sissies said, if Michael got his temperature taken by a woman, Angela would freak out. Which is true. So
Michael, that's a woman on a boat with you.
That woman touched her hand, came closer to your mouth. That's cheating, Michael.
There's a woman 100 feet from you.
I just had my temperature. Angela, baby, cheater. But yes,
that's strong.
The doctor even asked, he's like, Michael, what is your favorite part of her body?
And I went, her breasts.
Her boobs. But he just says, that's part of it.
Yeah.
He doesn't say the whole thing. And she goes, hey, good answer. But I think he is trying to make her, it's gross to us.
Right.
And I'm not saying this is right. It's gross to us. But I think the doctor knows.
It works for them.
It works for them. And he knows. He understands the culture.
Right.
We don't. We're outsiders. He knows how I can talk to Michael to get him to feel good about this.
And I need to say this to the Angela.
It's a good doctor for doing that.
We're far from loving Angela, but
they
somehow make it work.
They do make it work. It's all of this thing of, we can get really pissed off about Angela being objectified, but you said it. Angela wants her breasts objectified.
Yes,
like she puts that out there. So great if that's what she wants.
And she objectifies Michael's Africanness.
Yes,
and fetishizes that.
And he seems fine with it. And if that's what they want,
as long as it's
not
equal
hurting anyone
in their
else,
relationship.
But
exactly,
it's what they want.
It's not hurting anyone else. Thank
so
you.
So it's like, okay. I mean, how many guys have peed on you? Does that really hurt anyone else?
Just the downstairs neighbors.
That's creepy because downstairs is just a basement.
Mindy, why is the roof leaking again? Don't know.
Anyway,
in my old apartment, anyway.
So y'all, so he marks her up and he starts talking about that she has a high risk of surgery, a blood clot. This is true. He's not just making this up.
No, yeah,
they just wait. Smoking. Really bad, high risk of surgery and blood clots. I mean, my mom had a boyfriend die in front of her face from had a blood clot after surgery.
What, is he a smoker?
No, he just got a blood clot in his. He had surgery on his elbow.
Well, that's just sad.
Got a blood clot, and my mom, he was sitting in the recliner, and all of a sudden he looked at her and said, he said my mom's name, and he was like, oh my gosh. And mom said, what? She looked at him, and he just shook, and his eyes went dead. Southern story, y'all. Southern story.
Oh my God.
It really fucked up my mom. But so blood clots are a real fucking thing. Y'all, when you have...
So JoJo.
So
JoJo's outside. We need to move on.
Wait, Southern story.
I am mortified.
I had to pull her out of that one. Did what I could. Y'all, anyway, if you have surgery, get up and move. It's important. Important.
So
JoJo.
She's in the kind of pre-op room, and they're putting stuff on her, and of course Angela is a terrible patient. And they're like trying to give her.
Reminded me of my dad.
Her kind of IV and her.
Yeah.
In her hand. And she's like, ow, that's the worst I've ever had. And she's like, oh, I can't breathe in the oxygen.
When they do that, it drives. I bet she's claustrophobic like my father.
Probably.
Don't you think Angela's probably very claustrophobic?
Maybe doesn't you don't like try to type? Put your father's stuff on Angela.
But doesn't she seem like the type, though? No, I'm just asking. It's not about my dad, but doesn't Angela seem close? I could see her that really, but she doesn't like things on her face. She's probably been, she doesn't like wearing a mask. She is, I can just see her being like, Michael, I can't breathe because she's had.
If sure, if you want to make this about your dad, sure.
No, I'm talking about Angela. I'm talking about Angela.
I can't analyze Angela's reasons why she doesn't want to wear oxygen.
I think she's claustrophobic.
Again, this has been a home healthcare minute.
I will say, she's brave for doing this still.
Especially on camera.
I would, y'all, how much it money cost would you do this on camera? I wouldn't do this just for the free surgery.
They'd have to pay me an extra $20,000.
Oh, $20,000? Mm-hmm. I was going to say at least $100,000.
Really?
Yep.
There's no way they pay you $100,000. I was just being, think about what a network would pay me.
But I'm just saying, they would have to pay for my surgery and then pay me $100,000 to go and see my body do all this.
No one's ever going to do that. You're aware of that, right?
I'll just pay for it myself then when I get it done.
I was trying to be somewhat realistic.
Yeah. Let's move on.
When the Oxygen Network pays for our surgery. No.
Oxygen.
They don't have any money.
That is so funny that you think we would be that big class network.
Oh, I think so.
Oh, we'd be on.
Wait, I think Oxygen's all true crime
no,
now.
No, we would.
We TV?
Me TV. Not me we.
TV.
Me TV. They where they show Carol Mama's family's reruns. And they would show. And it wouldn't be plastic surgery. It would be just like a.
It would just be a mole removed.
A mole, yes. Yes.
They'd pay for me getting this mole removed.
That'd be it. It'd be very dramatized.
And it'd say, watch a fag get a mole removed.
Yeah.
Hey, boys.
It's a show called Holy Moly.
People would watch that. Let's make it now. Y'all know someone would watch a show
it's
called
like Dr. Pimple
Holy
Popper.
Moly.
I was watching Dr. Pimple Popper the
was
other
that?
Night. Dr. Pimple Popper. I can sing my piece.
What's that again?
Peter Popper.
Didn't get it. Didn't hear it.
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Didn't hear it.
And so I was watching. I was like, what is she removing off? That guy has such a wrinkly face. And then I realized she was removing little cysts off a man's balls. And then I looked it up. It's a common thing.
Cysts on
the
balls?
It's like little, like, just little cysts. And you get, like, little, like, knobs everywhere. And you just have to, they say it happens from sleeping with too many people.
You know, I think I've encountered it. It doesn't happen from sleeping with people.
It doesn't.
I mean, let me move around.
It's not like an STD, though, or anything. It's just like your balls.
You know what
your balls
I have encountered?
Make?
You know what? More than once.
What?
I don't know. It's not that I've slept with that many people. No words.
Hundreds.
But I've slept with at least two or three guys with one ball.
Really?
And I have noticed it.
I never have.
I've noticed it every time. I'm like, so you got one ball?
Does it bother you?
I feel like no.
It probably just looks the same.
It's kind of like a unicorn. I'm just like, well, that's interesting. Or like when you get an egg with two yolks in it.
Yeah, it's the same.
It's like, that's interesting.
One ball, two balls, they all squirt on your face.
Exactly. We all fall down.
We all
one ball, down. Two balls, we all get fucked.
Ball by ball, that is firm. We always fuck. We ever kill.
Like two soldiers. That's a good song. Martika.
What happened to Martika?
I don't know.
God, I love
She's
Kid
around.
Incorporated.
JoJo calls Michael and she says it went well, but she's still getting her second surgery.
Yes, so that I
couldn't watch the surgery, by the way. I had to fast forward.
Okay.
I'm not into that.
Where they did the lap, and that was only 4 to 5 minutes. So then they would go and do the breast thing, and we see them kind of doing that. We don't see a lot.
He's weighing the boobs on like a kitchen scale.
So, yeah. So I guess he just takes little bits out of little bits, and they weigh it, and that lets them know.
It's like turkey at the deli,
it
y'all.
It really is.
He's going, zzz,
it literally is turkey at the deli. Yep.
And when I always say, you got it dead on.
Surgery is barbaric.
Oh.
What was that show that was really famous?
Nip Tuck.
No, not Nip Tuck. It's with Clyde, what's his name, from like the early...
Worst version of Pyramid ever. Keep going.
It's from the early 1900s. It's in...
Oh, Clive Owen.
Clive Owen's in
it. The Nick.
The Nick. I've never watched it, but isn't that about like the beginnings of surgery?
I never watched it.
It looks really just brutal.
Very informative.
Yeah.
Reality gaze.
Not familiar. Let's move on. Anyway.
Clive Owen is so hot, though.
JoJo calls Michael, and Michael says, I'm not going to be able to sleep until they're done. And that's kind of, and then as every surgery on 90 Day Fiancé, they always
Angela,
show,
open your eyes.
Open your eyes.
Angela, open your eyes. Angela.
Angela.
Angela. Angela.
I really wish I was slapping your face. That would make this really nice if I was just going, no, don't you dare. But have you noticed they always do that? Anytime anybody on 90 Day Fiancé, y'all, like they're not going to wake up. If they
wouldn't
wake
show
up,
it. They
wouldn't
show
be
it.
On the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, what if they did?
I was like, oh, we're going to have to go to this theater again.
What if they actually, I'm glad it didn't
what
happen.
If Angela died?
What if Angela died? They told no one. And we all
and
just
we had
out.
To. And then the rest, then like three episodes were her funeral.
That would be.
That's good TV. That's good TV.
That would be good TV.
And the tell-all is just Michael visiting her gravestone. I'm not laughing at Angela dying. I'm laughing at the improbability of it. But you're right.
Wow.
You're right.
Yeah.
That would never happen.
We need to move on.
Andre.
And the B. Again, a shorter segment as well. He's making lunch for their baby.
He's making his lunch.
Oh, well, that's selfish. Oh, well, they're staying home.
Yeah.
So he's making his lunch. Because y'all know Andre meal preps, because you know he eats right.
That body, with that, now he's got a thick body. And I can't get enough of it.
It's gorgeous, personally. I have to say. I'm holding out for his OnlyFans for the dick pics.
I don't think they're dick pics. They're maybe ass pics.
If you get an Andre dick pic and no one doesn't send it to me, unsubscribe
from
the
show. I have received Speedo shots. I haven't sent them to you, though.
Poodle, send... Y'all, if you think, Poodle, send this to Maddie, whether it's a song you like, your aunt...
I see you enough, it just slips my mind.
Your aunt Samantha said, oh, I like the show, and took a picture. Poodle's never going
to tell me not to.
He's never... Uh-huh. I'm never going to see it.
They're like, his dad's busy with fake cancer. It's that. y'all, so one thing, he's making salad for his lunchbox. Did he put the dressing on beforehand?
We can't be bothered
I'm
by
sorry.
This.
I was really bothered by that. Maybe he didn't.
Maybe it's a good lettuce that it stands up to a dressing.
That's not
going
to happen. You need to put the... If you're going to do salad to go, you'd use those jars. No, you put the lettuce and then you put like tomatoes and stuff. And then you put the dressing that sits up there at the top. Because the dressing will make the lettuce go really gross. I'm a texture queen, y'all. This is important.
So it's his first day working with Chuck.
I liked it how Libby spoke a little. I don't know if it's Moldovan or Romanian,
but it was great.
She's
smart.
She's still awful though.
She's awful, but she's not dumb. She's a very smart person. And so, but she's still probably a
what
manager.
What happened?
Oh, no, your pillow fell. But she's excited to be... She's never been a stay-at-home mom. So she's excited to work from home.
And he's
home.
Like, yes, we'll see how long you'll be calling for me.
And she said, I'm really happy that you and my dad are going to spend time together. And she said, Andre working is really super attractive to me.
Y'all, I will say, they have some hot sex. They're chemically attracted to one another.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you she'll get pregnant soon, in about a year.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
I can totally
that's what
see
playing,
it.
Yeah, and so Andre is like,
and they'll do another happily ever after with the birth of the baby.
Yeah. Now Andre says he wonders how Chuck's going to be with Charlie. He can't believe Charlie said he's sorry. We saw
well,
that.
We don't know that Charlie's going to be there.
We don't know if Charlie's going to be there, y'all. But we know.
We know.
And Libby just says, "Well, you're just meeting with my." When she said, "You're just meeting with my dad," I went, "Charlie's going to be there."
And he's, I'm a big fish and I'm going straight to the top.
Straight to the top and I'll be in a small pond.
You can top me. Said,
so you'll be a little fish. No, big fish in a small pond. No, big fish. The bravado of this man is kind of,
you know,
shocking.
Will say he'd be a great fuck. I would not like to live with him.
I think he's an okay fuck. I think he fucks. He thinks he fucks better than he actually fucks.
You know what?
I don't think it's bad.
That's half of it.
That,
to be
that's
honest.
Fair. That's fair. You want a man
to be
who
honest,
thinks they know what they're doing.
The floor show, what you're getting is sometimes, and the pre-show. Sometimes the floor show, the pre-show, and the after show is better than the actual show.
I just didn't mind while you were talking. And
I know
agree.
I saw.
That was for our intimate portraits.
Because I'll be honest, there are sometimes when the actual show, it's a ride. But as soon as it's over, I'm like, okay, when's lunch?
Please, sir, can I have some more?
Exactly. Well, not even that. I'm just like, okay, but when it's a full five-act play, I'm like, my head is blown here.
Literally. But you're really so fickle, because then if it's too long,
I know. You
boy,
know what?
Boy.
I'm both a gift to have sex with
and a
curse. Mostly because you're going to want it from me later. Because I'm like Sarah Bernhardt, not Sandra Bernhardt, Sarah Bernhardt.
I still think you're more like that worm from Star Wars that I said. That just going, Hans, light speed.
Wow. Or that little thing that sat beside Jabba the Hutt, like.
Yeah. Wait, are you calling me fat?
Moots. No, let's move on.
Ooh, if I had a chain to pull around you. So anyway, so he is leaving. He's like, I'm one of the hosts. I'm going to make Marco money. No one's going to be in my way. And so he goes and he and Chuck get in the car.
He's like, I'm going to teach you the business. He's like, must be nice to have someone to pick you up. And he's like, this is the thing. Andre really lays it on thick. That's why, y'all, this is all embellished.
I think, yeah, definitely produced.
People say that they're actually friends.
Really?
They get along, yeah.
Well, they're all still a terrible family, so if he gets along, that means Andre's terrible, too.
So, of course, they get there, and Chuck's like, didn't want to tell you, but Charlie's going to be there, and we're going to talk about it. And so Charlie shows up, comes out. First of all, the house is not good. That they're going to flip.
You know what it is? You know what I think?
It's been lived in by, like, drug dealers.
I'm calling this now. They're, you know how 90 Day's making a spinoff of like couples cooking for food? They're going to want
Flippers.
They're going to want to make a home makeover show with Libby and Andre.
Yes, they're going for their own show.
It's happening. I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
That's a great idea.
That's what's going to happen.
And she's going to place the design stuff and he's going to do like the building.
And yep.
Hold on.
That it's gonna happen.
It's gross that you called it, but I think you're
if
right.
If Matt Sharp, if you're listening, you're not.
You're not.
But another producer, if you haven't made that show, you should fucking make it. And give us money for coming up with the idea.
But don't include any of her family. No.
No. Just who Libby and Andre.
You could maybe include Jen just to be awful. Not Charlie, definitely.
Maybe. So they're Chuck, Andre, and Charlie are all there.
Charlie, did you see Andre's ass in those shorts, by the way?
It's amazing. Like, take it to Rimtown.
I know.
Did you see Charlie just bought a shirt from JCPenney's and didn't iron it or steam it?
It's so awful.
It just literally had the lines from when they folded it. But y'all, because he probably showed up in a gross shirt and production said, you need to put on another shirt.
Charlie really has one of the most, like, punchable faces.
Oh, well, and he sweats a lot from the Coke.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Sure. Something. That's alleged, but y'all, he does Coke.
His Coke bloat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Agreed.
For sure. So they're kind of deciding on what to do with the house, because this house they bought it sight unseen. Becky shows up.
Because she's like, no one told me.
No one told me.
And she's going to be. Now,
Libby,
here's the
me.
Thing. This feels like the Californians, the SNL soap opera, yeah. where the woman walks in and goes, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
And she goes, and there's like the maid that goes, Dios mío.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like because, y'all, they have so much to work on this house. A listing is so far down the road.
So far down. But
And then they say they expect Andre to be handyman. And Chuck never said anything like that.
But Charlie's like, I do want to say one thing. Becky's dress is so cute.
She got great fuck me boots.
She looked impeccable, I have to say.
And I will say, the sisters have questionable taste. But this is the best.
That's why
thing
I think
she's
Becky's usually
like.
The best put together. Becky does.
She's
say
had
though,
a radically reconstructed face, by the
she
way.
She has, but she said, "I'm the one that's more defended Andre mm-hmm. some, and now I'm getting thrown under the bus, and he's taking lists and listening
I'll give,
from me."
I'll give her that.
I'll give her that too.
I think this was Andre. This was in Andre's head, and Libby told her.
Andre, like. Again,
he does make up a lot of
Andre,
shit in his head.
Andre is almost like, it's not even makeup. It's like, if you say, so Andre, if you work with my dad, you you
it's
do
like,
a,
no, we will be partners.
What'd you say? You do A,
I won't work with the children.
But he says you do A, B, C, D, and eventually you'll get to Z.
He's like, I'm at Z now.
And
I'm at Z.
And he says, I'm at Z now.
Give me the money.
And give me the money. And
I'm going
like,
to be at the top. I'm big fish.
Because we've talked about this before, but our family that started out in realtors, they were...
It took forever.
They were cleaning up. They were picking up trash. They were painting.
It's hard work.
It's hard, hard work to flip a home, to be a realtor. And because of all these fucking design shows, it's like cooking shows. Everybody thinks they can be it now.
Right. So it looks like this was a big misunderstanding. And Chuck is trying to keep the peace. And Chuck is being right by saying, and Charlie's
like,
wait
a minute.
You're going to work. I know. I can't believe I said it.
Wow.
It's true, but because Charlie said, you're going to work for me. And Chuck said, no.
You're going to be my handyman. You're going to go around here and shovel. And then when you're not working up, you're going to go back in that bedroom, and I'm going to take off my pants, and you're going to suck my dick. And then I'm going to say, who's your daddy? Wait, where are we?
I kind of went somewhere else during it, too.
What happened?
And that y'all, they're going to do a sword fight with their big, thick penises.
Ow. Luke, I am your cocksucker.
No! We really are on a Star Wars theme today.
Wow.
So, we ruin everything.
We do.
So, anyway, so that's... So basically, he's not going to do the handiwork. Andre says, go ahead.
Did you know that Chuck says, okay, look, you guys are separate from this. This is so sad he has to say this. He's not going to touch your money. And
it's all about the money.
And Chuck has to say this because they're so money driven.
Yep.
And they think they're so driven by the scarcity gospel of that they're not going to get their money. They're not going to have enough money.
If someone else gets it, I bet they're very competitive with other companies.
I'm sure they are.
Like, not like, oh, good for them. That was theirs to have. It's they got what we should have gotten.
I've said this before, and it's true. This family is the worst of American consumerism.
Agreed.
We are the worst. They are the worst of American ingenuity and business.
They are.
They will screw over their own wife if they can to get more money or their family. It's the American dream on steroids, and it's fucking itself.
Everybody.
If you can follow that.
What
a dark, what a dark portrait of America.
That
I just
was
painted.
More sad than that story about my mom's second boyfriend. Y'all.
The American dream on steroids, and it's fucking a lifeless corpse.
That's a show, everybody. You can go to realitygazepodcast.com
to find when we end on a high note.
To follow our other shows. Hey, everybody, come at us on Cameo. We are... coming at you. You are coming at us. Also, you can be sure to check out, we dropped the first two episodes of Extreme Sisters. If you want more of Extreme Sisters, jump on the $8 tier on Reality Gate Extra.
I don't know why you want more of Extreme Sisters.
I do.
It's plenty.
So good. Also, y'all, we just want to say that we love you all out there. I know people are still going. Amy Schumer posted something, and I thought this was so true. She said, is anyone else out there just hanging on by a thread?
Yeah.
And even though we're coming out of all this pandemic stuff in some ways,
no.
I still think lot of people are really struggling.
I think we're struggling because now we're having to do a whole new struggle. We're having to go back to what we think is normal.
But it doesn't.
And it's not, because it doesn't feel normal. And we all feel rushed. And it's okay if you feel, if you're scared about how it's going to be.
Yes. And
I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared about, I'm fully vaccinated, but I'm scared about resuming normal life and feeling comfortable.
Yes, same.
Yeah.
So I think, y'all, we're there. We're there with you. And all of you are there. And there's just, I know with conflicts going on in the world right now, we're sending love to Sissies internationally right now.
Especially in the Middle East.
Yes,
and with Israel and Palestine.
Yes, we are sending love to Sissies out there. And know that we are with you. And so anyway, y'all, we just hope that if you need support, if you need a laugh, if you need a dick joke, there's always the Sissy Squad.
Always the Sissy Squad. Join our Facebook group.
We have fun in there. It's our private Facebook group. Go to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review.
Please. And if you don't know what to write, say, keep going.
Queens. We appreciate it.
Keep going, Queens.
Queens. We call these people lonely hearts because, Poodle, aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love?
Yes. And if you love a good role play like I do.
Oh, Jesus.
Scoutmaster. wait, that's gross.
Can we end this?
maybe it's superhero, antique dealer to buyer.
Kayak boy to take your virginity.
That sounds better.
Y'all,
call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.